Hi, is this Harley?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Helmuth. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Happy Thursday, sir. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's not going too bad. How's yours going?
Not bad, not bad at all. And thank you very much for asking. Now, I did want to follow up with you. We got a message from you yesterday regarding is it to possibly cancel your account with us?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on? What would be your reason for wanting to cancel?
Oh, it's just too much money.
Is it? Okay. The $2.99 a month? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that we had talked about doing that local campaign plus the Google Ads to get you found quickly throughout your entire service area. We have already created the directory submissions as well, and the website has been created as well. The Google Ads pretty critical to getting you found 150 miles. If we maybe reduce the service area down to like 40 miles and reduce the cost, you'd be looking at $149 a month. It's not going to have Google Ads as part of it, and it wouldn't certainly get you found 150 miles, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that you're not an Uber driver. You don't get paid to drive that far. And if we can get you more work from the local area, I'm sure that's something you would still want for your business, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be all right, yeah.
Yeah, makes it a lot more affordable too. The Google Ads are up and running now, though. It's going to jumpstart the local campaign. And let's see, the next day it's set to bill would be January 6th. But what I would do here, I would push the billing out 2 weeks, and then it would be for the local campaign. So instead of billing on the 6th, it would bill on the 20th, and instead of the $299, it would be for the $149. And then it's just going to be for the local campaign. You've already got the directory submissions. It looks like 70 directories, well, 68 so far. So you've got the content for people in the local area, about 40 miles. To see you on that first page for keywords relating to the roofing services. Okay. We'll let the Google Ads run for the rest of this month. It's going to jumpstart your local campaign to get you found quickly and get your phone ringing. Obviously, it's still a month-to-month service. We've already done the client interview, so everything's already set and squared away on your end. But then, like I said, I'll push the billing out 2 weeks instead of the 6th, which would be the next billing date. It would bill on the 20th, and then again, instead of the $299, it'll be $149 moving forward. Okay, is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, I
All
think that
righty.
works.
Yeah. Well, one job's going to offset the cost of our service for many months at a time. So, you are, of course, already having access to the tracking and the reporting. It looks like, the password is, let me pull that up. Hang on a second. The username is just your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. The password is the number 4 and then the word mobile. No space in between. So just four, the number 4, MOBILE. So of course that's going to allow you to access your tracking and your reporting. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. And let me pull that up real quick here and just on my end to see what kind of traction you've gotten so far. So yeah, so the directories have already been created. You've
So
got
what
50.
exactly is the directory?
A directory is anything that Google indexes that mentions your business name, your phone number, your website. So Yelp, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, and then dozens of other directories that most consumers are not even aware of. We create that content not so your customers can see it, but so Google and Bing index that and see that information when someone is doing that search. So you've got dozens of other directories that most people aren't even aware of. Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare, Opendy, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. But they function the same way that a Yelp listing would or something like a Facebook page. They are content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So that's the way the search engine looks, actually functions. When someone does a keyword search, pretty much instantaneously, Google and Bing index the relevant content, the directories that are out there, matching the information with the services and the service area. So, of course, we've got you covered as far as talking about the different services that you provide. Any keywords relating to the roofing, residential, commercial, roofing repair, roofing installation, tear off and replace, whatever someone might type in, we've got that information on the directories that Google indexes. So that's what's going to put you in that local map and get your phone ringing. So obviously, people in that 40-mile radius will see you and call you.
So what, where would I look up to look at my business profile?
So
What site do I have to go on? Like, can I go on Google and search my name and it'll come up?
Yeah, you can search for your business name. We have that listed as Helmuth Roofing Services LLC. And then also your tracking and your reporting, it's my.localsplash.com. And I want to make sure that those emails have been sent out. So those emails have been sent out, and I can resend those as well, make it easy for you to track your success. So the tracking system tracks the content that we created, the directory submissions that we created. So you'll very easily be able to see, you know, how many times you're getting clicked on, what people are typing in when they're looking for those services, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search and things like that. Now I know that Sherry was reaching out to you, trying to get the Google PIN card. Have you already received that PIN card in the mail?
No, I haven't. It's been quite a while ago, and I still haven't got it.
So let me see. And the address that we have on file is an address where you can access that, the 7500 Adams Road, 50629.
Yes, but so I believe where I did send the PIN card, it would have been to a different address, but I still get, you know, check the mail there, and it hasn't been there.
Okay. So I'm going to request that we find out if we can actually even do, like, a video or phone verification to bypass the process of going through the Postal Service, which is the preferred method. But it looks like the PIN card was recently resent, so you should receive that in the next couple of days. But I'm going to also see if we can have the follow-up to verify that listing without the PIN card, and like just call you. A lot of times there's just a video verification, start up your service vehicle so they know that, you know, you are active in the local area, that type of thing, any business card or registration of the business would be usually enough for Google to verify that you're active in the local area without having to go through that Postal Service. But like I said, I'm pushing out the billing 2 weeks, so the next payment's not scheduled again until January 20th. That'll allow us to get everything squared away. It's not on our end. You know, obviously, we've made that request from Google. Last I heard, they should have been on time. I know that they were playing catch-up for a long time. Things were delayed a week or more. I mean, not recently, but, you know, if I go back a year ago when the pandemic was really happening for everyone, Google was about 2 weeks late in getting those postcards sent out with the PIN card. But I know that they're a lot more caught up than they were then. So I'll follow up on my end. I'll actually make a request right now to the supervisor on that department to follow up as well and see if we can actually do a video verification or a phone verification and see if that's going to help out. But other than that, you know, the directories have already been created, and we are looking forward to getting things going for you. I'm going to send you just by email just the future invoice. It's not a bill that's being due at all. In fact, I just wanted you to see the reduced rate, the 149, and the billing date is the 20th of January.
Okay.
Harley, real pleasure speaking with you again. Of course, we look forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Helmuth. Bye-bye.